My God, Trinity, whom I adore, let me entirely forget myself, that I may abide in you, still and peaceful, as if my soul were already in eternity. Let nothing disturb my peace, nor separate me from you. O my unchanging God, for that each moment may take me further into the depths of your mystery, pacify my soul, make it your heaven, your beloved home and place of your repose. Let me never leave you there alone. But may I ever be attentive, ever alert in my faith, ever adoring, and all given up to your creative action. O my beloved Christ, crucified for love, would that I might be for you a spouse of your heart. I would anoint you with glory. I would love you, even unto death. Yet I sense my frailty and ask you to adorn me with yourself. Identify my soul with all the movements of your soul. Submerge me, overwhelm me, substitute yourself in me, that my life may become but a reflection of your life. Come into me as adorer, redeemer, and savior. O eternal word, word of my God, would that I might spend my life listening to you. Would that I might be fully receptive to learn all from you. In all darkness, all loneliness, all weakness, may I ever keep my eyes fixed on you and abide under your great light. O my beloved star, fascinate me so that I may never be able to leave your radiance. O consuming fire, spirit of love, descend into my soul and make all in me as an incarnation of the Word. Then I may be to him a superadded humanity, wherein he renews his mystery. And you, O Father, bestow yourself and bend down to your little creature, seeing in her only your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. O my three, my all, my beatitude, infinite solitude, immensity in whom I lose myself. I give myself to you as a prey to be consumed. Enclose yourself in me, that I may be absorbed in you, so as to contemplate in your light the abyss of your greatness.
This meditation from Carmel by Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity comes to you from the Carmel of St. Joseph in St. Louis, Missouri.